The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
All right. Oh, man. All right, here we go. Donald Trump spokeswoman, Katrina Pearson. Remember, she's a woman of mixed racial heritage, but gets very upset about references to that.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Fox News, and she was arguing that the new Super PAC ad that highlights many of Trump's comments about women wouldn't make any waves because some of the comments were made while he was on The Apprentice.
Well, of course it will, and we fully expect that. And I think any Republican could fully expect a waged war on women, particularly with Hillary Clinton running. But I really don't think this is going to be a problem. A lot of those statements is what Mr. Trump made as a television character. So I don't think that some of that is going to stick.
Oh, so he was like Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker? Is that what she's saying? He was playing the role. I thought all those shows were completely authentic.
But most of those are not from that. Most of those are from the things he said in the last number of months. I mean, it's pretty.
There's a lot of ammunition there.
And a few things he said to Howard Stern. But can you be forgiven for everything you've said to Howard Stern? I don't think so.
No, definitely not. That's why I'm not running for anything ever.
All right. But there's more.
Again, everyone knows who Mr. Trump is. That's why they're having a very hard time spending hundreds of millions of dollars trying to redefine who Mr. Trump is. He's been in the public eye for decades. His negatives are baked in. People want a strong leader.
His tan also baked in. So.
Oh, boy. All right.
Number 4.
Jerry Springer thinks that this Republican primary has gone too far.
That's, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really? Yeah, that Jerry Springer. One of the earliest and most notorious purveyors of shock bait television has come to set the tone for our media and cultural landscape.
When I first started watching the Republican debates, I said that, you know, if they're going to do my show, they should start paying me. You know, it's one thing to have a television show like that, but that's not how you run a country. And it's disgraceful.
Now, remember that at one point, Jerry Springer was the mayor of Cincinnati. And now the mayor of Cincinnati is a little different than like a mayor in Chicago. Mayor of Cincinnati is got that, it's that split role. There's a city manager who actually does all the real work in the city and hires the people and does the jobs. And there's the mayor who's sort of like the titular head, the head of the, you know, like it's more like a vice president than a mayor. But it is and I shouldn't have said titular because I'm talking about Jerry Springer.
Happened?
But anyway, the point is. That remember, he had to leave office because he paid a prostitute with a personal check.
Yes.
Remember that?
What did you write in that little line on the left?
Memo?
There?
Services, memo line?
Services rendered?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Because I'm the mayor? I don't know.
So, I mean, here's a guy who knows from political scandal, I suppose. What does he think about Bernie Sanders, though?
Well, I love what Bernie Sanders says. I have nothing negative to say about him. But if you're asking me honestly, is America in a general election going to vote for him? I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think once the Republicans start really attacking him and saying, oh, we can't have this socialist, it's going to lead to communism, you know the kind of ads they're going to run against him. Anything they run against Hillary, we already know. We've lived with her for the last 30 years.
Tell me about it.
Well, what happens if Donald Trump becomes president?
I'm just telling you that America is not going to vote for that man to have his finger on the button. I mean, the television show is over. When you're talking about President of the United States, leader of the free world, having to deal with all these other countries, having to get the support of a lot of Islamic nations in fighting terrorism, we can't have someone like Donald Trump. This is not a joke. This is our country. The symbol of America is the Statue of Liberty, not a wall.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I don't think he's right about that. I think he's right about the part of the symbol of the country. Mm-hmm. But I think that Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, I think Donald Trump could win that.
I've taken all my chips off the table. I'm not betting against him anymore. Not after what we've seen so far. I would not. Yeah. If Trump against Hillary tomorrow, it's a coin flip, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
It's so unpredictable and so volatile.
Because, you know, she'll try to take the high road. He'll take the low road. Then she'll say something to him, and then he'll go ballistic, and people will line up. I mean, I don't know.
The terrible analogy you made about unless I, you know, stand on the street and shoot someone. He's right, though. No matter what he says, his supporters are growing. Nobody says I'm not going to vote for him anymore because of what he said or done during this campaign.
All right, we'll get you your three, your two, and your one, including OJ's best friend forever. His jail guard has become his best friend forever, has written a book. Wait to hear what he says about OJ. I know it's the 1990s all over again. We got a Clinton running for president, and we've got OJ.
Trump talking about those bankruptcies aren't my fault.
Is this really what the 90s was like?
This is what the 90s were like.
Oh,
this is,
brother.
We were. Yeah, I know.
Bill Cosby making all sorts of headlines. It is the 90s.
Right. A Clinton, a Cosby, a Trump, and OJ leading the news. Here is Violetta Pottermedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. Thanks.
For all the results and reaction tonight, watch primary election coverage with Mark Sapelsa and Mika Mater on WGN TV News 9 and 10.
Checking in at
number 3.
One of O.J. Simpson's former jailers in Nevada is telling all in a self-published book that tells you everything you need to know. Retired corrections officer Jeffrey Felix wrote Guarding the Juice, How O.J. Simpson Became My Prison BFF.
O.J. Simpson is not suffering in prison. He's eating well. He's exercising well. He's got a flat screen TV. He thinks that Nevada is making up for California and that because California couldn't convict him on the murders, that they convicted him on some BS charges, as OJ would say.
It's kind of true. Mm. He says for 7 years he was Simpson's closest confidant at the Lovelock Correctional Center.
Do you want to call a correctional center Lovelock? I would maybe not.
He talked with the GMA about Simpson's reaction when the rusty knife was found at the old estate.
Well, OJ thinks the knife thing is a complete joke. And he wants to know why it was held onto for 18 years before it was turned in. And now he has a saying that he says all over the yard. He jokingly says, if the knife is rusted, I can't be busted.
He also says that this Jeffrey guy says that they're best friends forever. And he thinks OJ, despite that, is guilty of killing Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman.
OJ told me one time that only two people alive know who committed the Brentwood murders. Him and Al Cowens. Al Cowens was the one that drove the white Bronco, and Al Cowens was OJ's best friend. When OJ was washing his hands and looked in the mirror, I just said, Juice, you just solved the Brentwood murders. You're looking at the murder right in the mirror. And he just kind of gave me a glare. He gave me kind of a dirty look, and then he kind of smiled afterwards. He kind of shrugged it off a little bit.
Best friends always write tell-all books about you while you're in prison. Jeez. And what is OJ's favorite TV show? Here's what it is. I'll tell you what it is.
Any guesses?
It's Cheers? I don't know. Are you asking me?
No, I'm not asking you.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
He likes to keep up with the Kardashians. He likes to keep up with all the gossip with them.
There you go.
Well, that's a little creepy because they called him Uncle OJ when they were little ones. So
exactly, which also means he's got basic cable.
Number two.
Frank Caliendo, friend of the show, well known for many impressions, but this one takes the cake. Donald Trump in a room of kindergarten students.
I just made a house.
You made a house? Let me ask you this. Who's going to live in that house, Marco Rubio? Because that's a tiny little house. You guys know Marco Rubio?
No.
Neither does anybody else. Nobody knows him. Ted Cruz? You guys Ted Cruz fans? Me neither. Who loves the Donald? Who loves the Donald? Who loves me? Simon says, raise your hand.
He's the best man.
And finally,
number one.
All right. This could have just been, you know, your average run-of-the-mill local TV adoption segments, Wisconsin's NBC 15, morning show anchor Christine Bellport, making friends with a cute German shepherd looking for a home, then turn things over to the meteorologist Charlie Shortino, and then, uh-oh, there was trouble.
Oh, my God, adopt her. Okay, Charlie, I'm going to sit here and just hang out with my new best friend, Bettina.
Really?
It's weather. Oh, yeah.
I think you two should get a hotel room or something. That's a lot of action going on over there.
Oh, Charlie.
Probably the most action you've had in months, huh? Let's take a look at the weather forecast.
Oh, my.
Well, I crack myself up if I don't crack anyone else. Oh, 69 boy. Degrees.
Of course it is.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That poor.
Where's that? Wisconsin's NBC 15? Yeah. Charlie Shortino? When's
Charlie
his deal
Shortino,
up?
Yeah.
Is he available?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe he's available right now. All right, let's close this thing up, shall we? Yes, we shall. Nothing like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
The top five at five.